whistles.
My righty, Kurt, your right.
You on my right?
This one over
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
See the cutie. We have fun.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, I can start this Sunday. You know what? When I coached, 15 would have been perfect. I used to have trouble coming up with 20 minutes worth of warm-up shit to do. It's kind of weird that they put the cheerleaders over there and then their students over here.
Yeah.
They never asked me, so I guess they don't care about my
job. Last day brought the football trophy. You see it?
Yeah, we're going to pass it out tonight. We're going to...
We'll be right back.
individual satellite models, Mr. Randy McGrady rescues the team, trailing as many as 13 in the second half. The Wildcats pulled their way back to the game and held up the Knights to 35-32 victory, propelling us into the finals. In the original final, the Wildcats used great defense to defeat Mac Foe, double St. John's, 20-0, earning a trip to the Big Dance.
We didn't go dance. Semifinal,
Minster faced the number one ranked team in the state at Norwalk St. Paul. The Wildcats controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball and rolled to a 40-7 victory.
Didn't start off well, though.
In the state semifinal game, Cuyahoga Heights came calling. The Redskins brought a roster that was littered with talented players that all had state recognition. The Wildcats were up to the challenge from the very beginning, avenging the loss in the state semis and the state finals in 2016. These Wildcats made all the plays all day long, defeating Cuyahoga Heights 32-7, earning the title of state champions. The Wildcats are playing the best football at the end of the season, finishing the season with a record of 11-4. During the final three playoff games, including the regional final, state semifinal, and the state's final game, the Wildcats outscored their opponents 92-14. At this time, let's give the 2017 Minster Wildcat Division 7 state football champions one more round of applause. Congratulations, team.
Thank you.
Really?
Jesus. 6-7.
Yeah.
Wow. He said it's made for it.
He's got a plan. That's probably 5'11".
That's still, that's five.
is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee, and we are at Minster High School, the scene of tonight's big Midwest Athletic Conference showdown between the Wildcats of Minster and the Versailles Tigers. The annual showdown between these two clubs, a lot at stake tonight. Each team unbeaten in MAC play. Versailles 4-0, Minster 3-0, Marion Local also 3-0. Minster has a game remaining at Marion Local on February 12th, and Versailles has got a game with Minster coming up as well. That is just around the corner, and it is set for, let's see, the 2nd of February. So in the first 12 days of February, Marion Local plays both Minster and Versailles tonight. It's Minster and Versailles head-to-head at the Minster gym, and it is filling up quite rapidly. Maybe not the sellout we had last night at Versailles for the Minster-Versailles girls game, but it should be near full. It will be quite noisy. We're looking across the way at the scorers table and both benches. Versailles Tigers 13-1, 4-0 in MAC play. Minster 9-3, 3-0 in MAC play. Versailles 8th in the state in boys division 3. Minster 9th in the state in boys division 4. And what the Minster Wildcats, Chuck, need to be wary of is that Justin Orange is back on the beam. He's had 2 red-hot shooting games after being in a slump, according to his head coach. I don't know who Minster is going to guard Justin Arns, but whoever the Wildcats have tonight had better be doing a suffocating job, because Arns is on top of his game right now.
Well, the biggest problem you have with Justin Arns is that he is 6'6", very mobile, likes to play on the perimeter. It has the ability to go inside, but if you try to guard him with size, you probably aren't quick enough. If you try to guard him with someone quick enough, he can shoot over top of you at 6'6". So he is a real matchup nightmare for anybody who plays him.
Who on the Minster roster fits that profile? No one, really. Maybe Jared Hillsman starts out the game on him and is somewhat physical. If you change up, I don't know who supports Hillsman to also guard Arnes some other minutes during the game.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about quickness, you got Smeezing, but at 5'9", Arnes has just too much advantage. He could go in and post up on him. I wouldn't want the decision to make to figure out how I'm going to guard him, because I know you don't want to play much zone. Minster likes to play man-to-man. And what's been really helping Versailles recently is A.J. Arnes, the brother. He has turned into a very, very good basketball player. So they don't just have one Arnes to worry about tonight. They got two of them.
In a recent game against Lima Central Catholic, Justin Arnes was red hot. 10 of 18 from the floor, including six straight at one stretch in that game. He poured in 26. He's averaging 28 a game. We saw games earlier against Fort Loramie, against Anna. Justin didn't shoot it very well, but he has been a sharp shooter of late. I'm so impressed with Versailles' supporting cast. This Versailles team is more well-rounded. When Justin's brother Kyle played, this Tiger team has got four other young men who can put it in double figures.
Well, I'll tell you, you look at the sophomore in Michael Stammen at 5'10". That kid, if you give him any kind of an opening, he is a one heck of a good shooter. Handles the basketball well. Really has a calm demeanor for a sophomore out there. Kyle Jones, a 5'10 senior, I was talking to Scott Ward, and he said this for the first time since the Parkway game when he rolled his ankle. He's going to try to go tonight a little bit.
Right.
But you got Keaton McEldowney. He's outstanding. You got Carter May, who we were impressed with in the Anna game. He came in and did a great job. So, you know, they've got a lot of support to go along with the Arnes brothers.
I mentioned Justin Arnes, 26 against Lima Central Catholic. How about 38 in an even more recent game against Fort Recovery? That was a tremendous MAC victory. Great accomplishment for Arnes, who drained a three-pointer with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of that game to pass Versailles alumnus Kyle Gale as the conference's and school's all-time leading scorer. I can remember Kyle Gale at guard. He was not even 6 feet. He was a terrific scorer. Justin Arnes has surpassed him. And Justin still has, maybe another 10, 12 games to play here in the 2018 season.
Well, you assume you're going to get to see, he's going to get to play a lot of tournament games too. Versailles is going to be a tough out in the tournament. So, yeah, he's got quite a few more games to play. He might get to 2,000.
Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats have done nothing but surprise everybody. Minster came with an eyelash of beating Fort Loramie last Saturday. Very well could have. Had a short little half-hook shot by Jared Schulze gone in. It hung on the rim, fell off. It didn't drop. Fort Loramie won it in OT. This Minster team has got a convincing win over Rushi this year. This Minster club in that game won by 15 on the road at Rushi. Minster's free throw shooting has been on fire, 80% from the line the last month. It's a team with a lot of size. How many D4 high school basketball teams, Chuck, can talk about a tandem on the interior? 6'8", Jared Schulze, 6'6", Cody Frericks. You talk about a block party, and both can score.
Right. I mean, they're going to have an advantage on the inside. If they can get them down there, get them on the block, not turn the basketball over, and have good entry passes in to inside to the big guys, they could have a field day in there.
And the three-point shooting for Minster has been super sharp lately. 10 of 20 at the flag of the hoop against Franklin Monroe. Wasn't nearly as good against Fort Loramie, of course. Nobody plays defense like the Redskins. But here at home, you would expect Minster to make a three or two early. That would be contagious. That's the script for Minster here tonight, because if the Wildcats have a good inside-outside game, they can perhaps match the scoring punch of Justin Arnes and his supporting cast of Versailles.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to hit some outside shots. That's going to open up the middle to get the ball into the big guys. They're going to have to make sure they don't turn the ball over. You got to make free throws when you go to the line, and you got to rebound. And Minster should have a rebounding advantage tonight.
Yep.
They need to make sure that they do have a rebounding advantage.
You talked about Versailles guards. Isaac Schmiesing, Mike Kettner, and Adam Kanapke out front for Minster can match the Versailles trio step for step. Both teams shoot the three equally well on the perimeter. This is going to be an exciting, entertaining game. I don't know what we can do for an encore, Chuck. We've had some real barn burners over the last month. Each time we say that, the next game turns out to be even better. We had a high-quality girls game last night, won by Versailles at home over Minster, 46-39. We've had overtimes, a couple of them, in the last 2 weeks. We've seen both of these clubs here tonight a few times apiece, and we expect it to go right down to the wire, a photo finish. So much at stake here at Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Right. Well, whoever wins this has a leg up in the league, and that's what you want to do. It is the second thing it's going to accomplish. You have a Division IV and a Division III, maybe more for Minster than for Versailles, but seeding for the tournament, you know, it's just around the corner. It's almost February. So that now teams start thinking about that also.
And again, to repeat, each team has a game left with Marion Local. It's a high-powered, big Flyers club. Versailles plays Marion Local February 12th. Minster plays Marion Local February 2nd. Marion Local also unbeaten in the Midwest Athletic Conference. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Additionally, thank you to these other underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Congratulations to Carl Arns, now the new owner-manager at Brookins in Fort Loramie, after Joyce and Dale Barhorst served as owners for a dozen years. The same great food, high-quality menu continues at Brookins under the ownership of Carl Arns. Thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? At Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Don't forget, on Mondays at the Troy Frisch's from 5 to 8 p.m., children eat free. That's at the Troy Frisch's, Mondays in February. Thank you, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot, the in-between, just south of Butkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to Facebook, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. We've got a fantastic game for you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster hosts Versailles, two state-ranked teams in their respective divisions. Starting lineups in the beginning of this game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at Minster. The gymnasium at Minster High School filling rapidly. It may be a sellout by the time we get this game underway. Versailles Tigers, number 8 in the state in boys division 3. Minster, number 9 in the state in boys division 4. We'd also like to give shout-outs tonight to a couple of additional sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. So many thanks to Ken Francis at the Francis Schulze Company, all of his staff and associates, and to Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, all of his staff and associates as well. Thank you to Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem in Rushi, Ohio. And in Anna, gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna, another one of our underwriting sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Versailles Tigers, of course, paced by Justin Arns, nearly 28 points a game, 6'6 senior. And as Chuck talked about a few minutes ago, he is long and wiry and strong. He plays much bigger than 6'6. He's got a very long and quick first step, Chuck. That's what I like about him. He explodes to the basket. You can be guarding him seemingly pretty well, and he's gone. He's all the way to the rim.
Well, he's got both facets of offense. He can put it on the floor. He's very good with the basketball in his hand, and he can shoot over top of you. If you give him any kind of a opening, that three is going up. So, and he can go in. He doesn't do it as often as maybe I would like to see, but he can go inside, post up, and he's a very good post player to go along with the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. I would very much like to see Justin get the ball in the paint with his back to the basket, because I think he's unstoppable down in there too.
Absolutely, he's got such good moves, such quick moves in there. He would be hard to defend down there. You're right.
It could be interesting tonight if Justin does get the ball in the lane and has to go against the likes of 6'8" Jared Schulze of Minster. What a battle that would be.
It's kind of what we watched last night with all the size that Versailles threw at Minster and vice versa. There was nothing easy in the lane last night for either team.
No, uh-uh. Hey, if you'd like high-quality furniture priced just right, go to Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of coupons at the website for additional savings. Superb furniture priced to meet your budget's needs. And don't forget, at Goffney, an array of new furniture is coming in all the time. So you'll be very pleased with the variety of furniture at Goffney. Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, and also for your home entertainment spaces too. Goffney Furniture, an outstanding store for high quality furniture in the Upper Miami Valley. Drop into Goffney, tell the folks you heard all about Goffney Furniture right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And at Goffney, that room planning service is a neat feature Also, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. You can't beat those assets at Goffman Furniture. Starting lineups tonight for the visiting Versailles Tigers. Justin Arns at forward, 6'6", a senior. Keaton McElnatty, 9 points a game, a 5'11 senior guard with Michael Stauman, a 5'10 sophomore, at 5 points a game. A.J. Arns on the inside, a 6'3 senior, 13 points a game. Evan Heaston, 6'3, a senior, up front as well. Minster in the home white. Jump 6'8", Jared Schultze at the pivot. Jared at 11 points a game. He's listed in the program at 6'9", a junior, 7 rebounds per outing. Schultze, however, doesn't get the opening tip. It's won by Arns. And Versailles controls, moving to the left. Look at Arns go to work. Into the lane, twisting shot, deflected by Schultze. Arns got it back, all the way to the basket, up and in with the left hand. What a play by Arns right away. We see his mobility going to work. And Jared Hilsman gets the first pass in the forecourt for Minster. He launches a three and swishes it. And just like that, a quick answer to the Arns goal. A triple for Minster, and then Versailles heaves the ball 60 feet down the floor for Arns. It was a forward pass over the shoulder, and he couldn't hang on. Minster back on the attack. Isaac Schmiesing at guard, 15 points a game, 5'9 senior. Jared Hilsman, the outstanding quarterback of the football team, 6 points a game, 6 foot senior. Also in the opening five, Mike Kettner, very good 3-point shooter, 11 points a game. He's a 6 foot junior guard. And here's a good drive on the play by Isaac Schmiesing. He knifed between Stauman and McElnatty out front for Versailles and hit a floater, a 10-footer in the paint. 5-2, Minster in the lead. A.J. Arns has the ball 25 feet away for Versailles. Arns carves out space in the lane. Shovel shot toward the basket. It goes in, and he's fouled. The referees are looking at each other. They'll count it.
Well, the referee that called the foul was holding up two fingers as a two-shot foul, so they had to tell him it actually went in.
And the Minster Wildcats wanted a charge. They were not set. Good call by the referee.
Yeah, absolutely correct call.
Arns with a fancy dipsy do in the paint. Basket is good. Arns has 4 points. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He's at the line. A chance to make it 5-all in the first 1 minute 24 seconds of this game. Arns dips the knees, eyes the basket, the lefty throws it up and in. Cody Frericks is the fifth starter for Minster. 6 feet, 6 inches tall, just a junior. Cody at 6.5 points a game. Slight size advantage to Minster. Schultze and Frericks, 6'8", 6'6". Frericks has the ball at the elbow on the right. Arns made the foul shot. We're even up at 5. Kettner on the left flank for Minster. Dives into the lane, picked up by Arns. Lobs it for Schultze, deflected, picked off on the play by A.J. Arns. A.J. with a quick pass down the floor. He zipped one, too hot to handle. It goes out of bounds. Versailles already, Chuck, on a couple of occasions in too much of a hurry-up mode for their own good.
Well, they want to run, and I'm sure that, you know, they'll live with that, but they got to calm down just a little bit.
Kettner for Minster, sloppy in the forecourt, lost the ball. And here's a quick pass up the floor to A.J. Arns. Driving left-hand layup is good for Versailles. Boy, these two teams are speeding up and down the floor, trying to make fast breaks after made field goals. Here is Ferrick's top of the circle for Minster. He tries to go high-low with Schultze, and it's off Schultze's fingertips out of bounds. 5:42 to go in the first quarter. Versailles 7, Minster 5. Will the Tigers tame the Wildcats? Will the Wildcats tame the Tigers? A lot of black and orange here tonight. It's dotting the sections of stands on both sides, the school colors for each team, black and orange. Here's a bad pass by Versailles, stolen by Kettner of Minster. He dribbles up the floor inside the arc. Minster down by 2. We played short of 3 minutes. Overplay by Versailles and a steal by McElnatty. They head to Justin Arns. Driving with the left-handed shovel up and in. 9-5 Versailles. Kettner left corner gives it up to Kanapke. Kanapke on top to Schmiesing. Schmiesing below the foul line. 12-footer off to the right. No good. Rebound, A.J. Arns. Outlet to Justin. Justin fakes the three. Throws it down inside to McElgowney. Blocked on the play. Versailles gets it back. Here's a long three ball by Stammen. No good. Off the back rim. Versailles has the rebound. Action is fast and furious. Frenzied play at both ends of the court. 9-5 in favor of Versailles. Here's a long three ball by Justin Arns. 27-footer fading away. He left it way short. Rebound by Minster. Frerichs top of the circle. Frerichs gives it up to Schmiesing, 25 feet away. Whips a pass to Kettner straight on. Wildcats can live with that last shot that Arns took. It was a triple from way downtown. Arns is very dangerous when he gets to the foul line or below it. Minster will live with three balls until he hits a few in a row. Over guarding foul right in front of us by Justin Arns. That's number one. He tried to make a steal from Hillsman.
He came close to making it clean. It was right in front of us.
Just enough contact directly in the official's face. He couldn't ignore it. We played 4 minutes here in the first quarter. 9-5 in favor of Versailles. Kettner inbounds, 25 feet away to Adam Kanapke. Into the post to Schulze. On the arc to the three-point shooter. It is missed by Schmiesing, way short. Rebound volleyball. Schulze's got it. It's 6-8. Out back to Heitbrink, who's in off the bench. The left-hander, he missed a triple. Long rebound, Minster again. Wildcats still control. That's the advantage of the three. Sometimes it sprays off the iron a long distance. Deep in the right corner, it's Heitbrink with the ball for Minster. Hands it off on the play to Adam Kanapke. Ball flipped across the top of the circle to Hillsman. Left wing Schmiesing, shot fake, baseline. Back to Hillsman on the arc. He jacks it up. Air ball. It's saved inbounds by Minster into the corner. And off the court of play, it will be Versailles' possession. Now, Minster worked long and hard for a shot that didn't hit the rim.
Well, he couldn't follow through with the shot. The defense was pretty good.
3 minutes and 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And that's what I've been impressed with so far, Chuck, is Versailles' defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's been suffocating. Versailles Tigers had the ball top of the circle. In off the bench is a fine 6'6 performer, Carter May, who just got the ball 20 feet out. He drove the right side of the lane and hit a runner. Owen May is scoring off the bench. The Tigers are even more dangerous. They're now up 11-5, 2:48 to go first quarter. Here's Minster attacking baseline left. It's Alex Lemkuhl in off the bench. He has his short shot swatted, and Versailles has it. 2:38 to go in the first. Here's Arns on the arc against Lemkuhl. Three different players have guarded Arns so far. Lemkuhl, Kanapke, and Hillsman at the start. Here's an off-balance 21-footer by Arns. Way off to the left, no good. Rebound, Minster. Down the floor to Lemkuhl in the right corner. 2:16 to go in the first. Into Schulze. Arns reaches in and claws it away. Good defensive job by Justin Arns. 2:09 to go in the first. Minster got 5 quick points in this game and has been shut out the last 4. Deep right corner, May. Jacks one up for Versailles. Got it! A 3-ball by May of the Tigers. 5 straight by him, and Versailles leads by 9. 14-5. 1:48 to go here in the first quarter. Top of the circle for Minster is Adam Kanapke. Outside the arc on the right to Lemkuhl. A.J. Arns comes out to greet him. They look for Schulze on the inside. May guards. Schulze turns. Left-handed hook shot. Yes! And a foul. Jared Schulze with his best look of the evening. And when he gets it that deep, Chuck, it's automatic.
Well, I'll tell you, he's got the length. He goes over top, and I like that little baby hook.
Nice job by Schulze as he backed May down below the net. Schulze caught it with his back to the goal and flipped in a nice little hook shot. Free throw, though, is long. Off the heel, rebound out of Versailles. 1:27 to go in the first quarter. Versailles leads 14-7. Very fast start to this game. Scoring pace has slowed down the last couple minutes. And here's Versailles. A.J. Arns on the arc. Goes into the post to Justin. Batted free by Minster. Wildcats on the steal. Down the floor, Kettner to Lemkuhl. Inside to Schulze. batted free by May. It's on the deck. Jones has got it for Versailles. Up the floor to Justin Arns. He got away with a walk into the lane. Missed it, no good. Tipped it, no good. Another tip, good by Justin Arns. 16-7. Versailles by 9 again. Top of the circle, Kettner. Deep left corner to Heitbrink. Now Lemkul slices through the paint, in among the trees, and makes it! What a play by Lemkul of Minster. Great drive by Alex, the 5'11 senior. He hit a looper, dashing through the lane. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's an overplay out high by Heitbrink. Almost stole it from A.J. Arns. 7-point lead for Sales. May, 20 feet away, looks at the clock. 18 seconds to go. Now to Justin, right corner. Lemkul on him. Hook pass opposite to May for a three ball. It is high off the heel. Rebound, volleyball around. Tip out of bounds. It will be Tiger possession. 7.8 to go, first quarter.
Boy, that last time down when Arns got the tip in, it's not how high you jump, it's how quickly you jump. And I'll tell you what, he was up there on that twice before Minster even had anybody make the attempt to go after the ball.
Yep, it is. Can you get off your feet on just a split second's notice? And Justin Arns has got the hops. That's for sure. His timing is super. 4 seconds to go. Arns at the foul line. A leaner. Good! And that's it. Justin Arns, we've seen it many times this year. One more buzzer beater from him. 18-9 for Sales over Minster after one on scores. Broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Minster. Versailles Tigers lead the Minster Wildcats 18-9. Justin Arns has put on a show. We've seen the Tigers play three times this year against Sydney, Anna, and Fort Laramie. And, Chuck, this is the best I've seen Justin Arns play.
Well, he got 11 in the first quarter. That's a pretty good start.
Here's Minster opening possession, second period. And skipping down in below the foul line goes Jared Hilsman. A little traffic there. He leaves the 12-footer short. Versailles has the rebound. Here's a backdoor cut. A.J. Arns to Justin. Reverse layup. Left it short. Rebound down to Minster. Schmeezing on the hood of Hilsman. He pours up a long three ball. No. Strong rebound. Good by Frerichs. Cody Frerichs at 6'6". He angled through the lane, followed the miss by Hilsman, and got the board and stuck it in. 18-11. Versailles by 7. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Here's McElDowney, tries to enter it to A.J. Arns. Low block left side, and Minster gets a fist on it and pounds it out of bounds. Just over 7 to play, quarter number 2. 18-11 Tigers. Inbounds pass to Arns on the block, low right. Missed, a gimme from point blank range. Minster got the board. Kettner down the floor to Heitbrink. Heitbrink on a weave. Gives it up to Frerichs, right corner Kettner. Right back into Frerichs at 6'6". He tries to post up on Heaston and shoots it up strong, no good. Rebound taken off the board by Justin Arns. He goes behind the back. No look pass, left corner McElDowney. Short on the three ball. Rebound down to Heitbrink of Minster to Schmeezing. Long feet ahead to Kettner. On top to Isaac Schmeezing. Picked up 25 feet away by Stammen. Ball thrown to Heitbrink in the left corner. Heitbrink tries to dash through the lane. Spin move. Overshoots it. Frerichs, weak side rebound. Up and in. Cody Frerichs, a blockbuster on the glass right now for Minster. two offensive rebound shots up and in for Frerichs. Minster within five. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. 18-13 Versailles. 25 feet away with the ball. It is McElnatty. It's Justin Arns. Arns through the paint. A floater. He pulled the string on it. It hit the rim. Rebound touched. Out of bounds. Off Minster. Baseline left of the basket. Signaling a play is Michael Stauman for Versailles. Lobs out back to Heaston. Heaston at 6'3". Gives it up far right wing to McElnatty. That is Stauman. Heaston catches on the arc. Right corner McElnatty. He's doubled momentarily. Straight away Stauman. Left side to Arns. Picked up by Hilsman. Here's a long 28-footer by Arns. Justin missed it way short. Long rebound to A.J. Arns. And A.J. Arns takes it to the cup and scores. Good drive by A.J. Arns. Here is Frerichs, 25 feet away. He puts it on the deck. Look at him go to work. Up and in. Six straight points from Minster's Cody Frerichs. Versailles 20, Minster 15. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Division 3, Versailles, 8th in the state. Division 4, Minster, 9th in the state. Here's a good pass on the play by Justin Arns. He rifled one to the cutter, McElnatty, scooting through the lane. And McElnatty was held on the floor, I think. It's Common. And the Tigers will inbounds left of the basket. Jared Schultze back on the floor now for Minster for Heitbrink. Lemkuhl in for Hilsman. So Schultze and Frerichs are both on the court at the same time now for Minster at 6'8 and 6'6. Inbounded by Stauman and Justin Arns on the arc. He goes across the key, below the foul line, well guarded, shoots it anyway, off to the left, no good. Rebound Minster. Long pass, Kettner down to Schmiesing. Pull up 15-footer, strong. Rebound right corner, who touched it? Off the Tigers last. Heaston got a piece of it. Minster will play it in behind the five with 4:46 to go in the second quarter. Boy, Chuck, this game being played at the pace of a Division I game.
Yeah, it is up and down the floor. Both teams have cooled off a little bit, though.
Lemkuhl to Kettner for three straight away. He hurled up a bomb short. It grazed the rim. Kicked to Lemkuhl in the corner. Goes opposite to Kettner. Another three ball. It bangs off the flange. Long rebound out to Stauman. Cross court to McElnatty. Beautiful two-on-one break. McElnatty concluded the play with a driving lay-in. 22-15 Versailles by 7.
You run the floor, you get rewarded. That's what happened that time for McElnatty.
Here's Frerichs with the ball in the right corner for Minster. And Carter May for Versailles reaches in, pops the ball way up in the air. It's a 50-50 ball. They go up, and Frerichs flicked it last out of bounds. Tiger possession. Versailles in the lead with 7. Biggest margin's been 9 on at least 2 occasions. Here's Jones in the forecourt. Missed the last several games with an injured ankle. Back on the court now. Here's a 3 ball by May. A good screen for him. Swish! Carter May and Cody Frerichs are the superstars, the X-Factors for both teams in this game tonight. Minster throws inside to Jared Schultze. Double teamed. Stolen by Versailles. A run out down the floor. All the way to the rim. Foul. Minster from behind. Noah Richard in off the bench for Versailles was cherry picking. Versailles doing an excellent job hounding Jared Schultze. They're picking his pocket just as he touches the ball, Chuck.
Well, yeah, he caught it that time, and he brought it down. He didn't use his size, and that's why they picked it away from him.
And away went Versailles on a very speedy two-on-one break. Foul by Minster from the backside, saved the layup. Free throw by Noah Richard. First one was no good. Second shot in, and the lead is up to 11, 26-15. According to the scoreboard, is that correct, Chuck?
Let's see, 2, 4, 7, 8, 26 to 15 is what I've got. Yeah, 26, 15.
I was doubting myself for a moment. Here's Lemkuhl. He caught a pass in the right corner for Minster. He jumps, shoots a left-hander. No good. Long rebound to Schultze, 10 feet away. He left it short. Schmiesing got the rebound. Goes into the corner. And he fires up a fadeaway three. It's way short, and down come the Tigers. Minster gunning rapidly from long range and not coming through at the moment. And the Tigers have their biggest margin, 11. Here's Arnes on the arc. Good no-look pass. Caught. Layup. Good. Noah Richard, the beneficiary of a tremendous assist from Justin Arnes of the Tigers, who now lead by 13, 28-15. Deep in the left corner, it is Adam Kanapke for Minster. On top to Schmiesing. Right side, Lemkuhl. Down is Schulze. Schulze spins, banks it up and in. He was doubled by both Arnes and May, but still got it to go. Jared Schulze, listed at 6'9 in the program for Minster. 28-17 in favor of Versailles, which comes speeding down the floor, hastily into the lane. Hand off Arnes for May. Too hot to handle. And it goes below the basket, out of bounds. It is a track meet at times.
It has been fun.
It has been extremely entertaining. Score not real close at the moment. 2:16 to go, second quarter. Minster down 11. Out on the arc with the ball is Lemkuhl. 15 feet away now, Schulze. Schulze dribbles within 10 feet. Ball raked away by Versailles. Gotten back by Kanapke, though, on the arc. Kanapke to Frericks, 15 feet out. Frericks gave it up, got it back on the arc. Cody at 6'6". Goes baseline left to Lemkuhl. Wraparound pass for Schulze. Deflected by Minster. It goes out of bounds. Versailles' defense has been harassing so far.
That's the ninth turnover for Minster.
Minster's made some dangerous passes. Versailles has been overplaying and causing Minster to try to make plays through tight quarters. Wildcats have not succeeded. 17 points for Minster with a minute 42 to go until the end of the half. Here's a long three by Arnes. Arnes right in front of us. That was a 26-footer. Short, no good. Rebound, Minster. Here comes Kettner down the floor for the Wildcats. Foul line to Frericks. Puts it on the deck, nearly tied up. Back to Hilsman. Left side to Kettner. Kettner bowls his way into the lane. Puts up a little runner. Hits every inch of the rim and comes off. Rebounded by Justin Arnes of Versailles. Stop and go move through traffic. Running left-hander. Banked it in. He is unstoppable when he gets up ahead of steam toward the rim. Justin Arnes makes it look so easy. 30-17 Versailles. 58 seconds to go here in the first half. Frericks near side to Hilsman. Out high right. It goes on the play to Frericks. Ball rotated left corner. Here's a drive. Up and in. What a play by Jack Heitbrink. I was looking through two Versailles players. I couldn't see who had the ball. It was Heitbrink, baseline left. And from the short corner, he made a little leaner. Big basket by Minster. Only the Wildcats' second goal in the last 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Here's a great back cut. Fine feed. Mackle down into Justin Arnes. He tried to flush it. He hit the back of the rim. And it's straight off the iron out of bounds.
Yeah, with a great back door, that good pass. He just lost the ball on the way up.
22 seconds to go in the second quarter. 30-19, Versailles by 11. Minster would like to score again, make the last two hoops of the first half of play. Clock running down to 15-14. Top of the key straight away. Kettner's got it for Minster. Into the high post to Heitbrink. Looks for the back cut. It's not there. Heitbrink drives. He's double teamed. Clawed away by A.J. Arnes. Arnes dribbles up the floor. He bounces the ball against the referee, who's out of bounds. A.J. Arnes didn't stop, though. It ricocheted off the referee. A.J. kept going. He had a two-on-one break. But the other official saw it hit the hip of the referee out of bounds.
Right. Yeah, the official got hit, doesn't really know where he is. So right. That was a correct call by the other official.
Yep, 3:4 to go, second quarter. Versailles up 11. Ball inbounded, top of the circle to Kettner. Drives, hooks it down inside to Schulze, who cannot hang on. Good delivery by Kettner. Needed to throw it up maybe a little higher. Schulze had to bend down to get it. Versailles got a piece of it, and that's how the half ends. Versailles Tigers lead the Mr. Wildcats. It's been a track meet, and so far the Tigers sprinters have been a little quicker than the Wildcats sprinters. 30-19 Versailles at the break on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports right here in the upper Miami Valley. Versailles Tigers 30, Minster Wildcats 19. We are 8 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Serving the upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney on County Road 25A, will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 492-1857. That's 937-492-1857. And Denny Barker, who retired in 2017, congratulations to you. We hope you are doing just fine. We wish you well in your retirement. Denny Barker, Barker Insurance. And so many thanks here on scorersbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie, owned by Carl Arnes. Outstanding food, as in the past dozen years when Brookins was owned by Joyce and Dale Barhorst. Brookins, the place to be for roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tigers lead it by 11. Their offense has been like a locomotive express. I've been just as impressed with the Tigers' defense, Chuck, limiting Minster to 19 points in two quarters of play.
Yeah, the defense has been outstanding, no doubt about it. The team stats, Minster has a 15-14 rebounding edge, 7-6 on the offensive board. Versailles turned the ball five times. Minster turned it 10. That's a little too much.
Yep.
The Wildcats went to the free throw line once and missed it. The Tigers went there three times, 2 of 3. Individual scoring for Versailles. They were led by Justin Arnes with 13. He had 11 at the end of the quarter, only 2 in the second quarter. Then Carter May off the bench scored 8. He was terrific. 4 from A.J. Arnes, 3 from Nolan Richard, and 2 from Keaton McEldowney. They scored 18 and 12, 30 in the first half. For Minster, they were led by Frericks. He had 6 all in the second quarter. They got 4 from Schulze. They've got 3 from Jared Huelsman, and then two each from Smeezing, Lemkuhl, and Heitbrink. They scored 9 and 10. They trail it 30-19 at the half.
Chuck, I know the Tigers only have five players out there on the floor at one time, but it seems like there are far more than five left hands and five right hands scrapping for the ball. Versailles is getting to most of the loose balls. Minster's not doing a good job of delivering the pass in position for the shooter to shoot it. A lot of throws by Minster have been through traffic and down around the knees.
Well, and that's what's getting the big guys in trouble, because they're catching the ball down around their feet, down around their ankles,
right,
and their knees, and that allows Versailles to get a hand in there. And they've got two or three strips on passes that were caught down where they should have been able to score, but the ball was too, the pass was too low.
What a fine first half for Carter May off the bench for the Tigers.
Yeah, he scored eight. He had two threes, scored 8 points. Yeah, he was terrific.
Yeah, this Versailles team is so well-rounded. I remarked in the pregame that the Versailles Tigers were very, very good when Justin Arnn's brother, Kyle Arnn's, played when he was a senior. This Versailles team is even much more well-rounded than that club and can make a big mark on the Division III tournament in the month of March, that's for sure.
Oh, I think so. I think there's no doubt about it.
That's our halftime report here at Minster, 30-19 Versailles over the Wildcats. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
One big thank you tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It'll make your ideas come to life. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It includes eight expanding divisions. 30-19 halftime score of Versailles over Minster. Our student athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment, which promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from LA, California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we promote a couple cheerleaders, recognizing Erin Keller, a senior at Minster, 4-point GPA, daughter of Ron and Leanne Keller. She's the VP for the National Honor Society, takes part in the Dirt Garden Club, Girl Scouts, Youth Leadership Association. She volunteers at the Recycling Center, plays clarinet in the band, and she's been accepted at Ohio State and UC, is also interested in Columbia in New York, and Erin will study political science or biology. For Versailles, Ava Moran, a junior cheerleader, 3.95 GPA, daughter of Angie and Erin Moran. She ran sprints for track last year. She's active in dance, National Honor Society, baton twirling group, Varsity V, and the Spanish Club. She'll study nursing possibly at Ohio State or UC. Ava Moran of Versailles, Erin Keller of Minster, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it.
Here we go. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Minster. Wildcats trail the Tigers of Versailles 30-19. We begin play in the third quarter. Possession Versailles to our right. Justin Arnes is on the floor as expected with the other four who started the game. Arnes passes the ball deep right corner. Michael Stahman buries a three ball right out of the chute.
That's his first attempt, and that was a good job. Arnes got in the lane. Everybody collapsed. Stahman out there all by himself.
Boy, like radar. He zeroed in. It was dead on. Right down through the cylinder. He rolled it through the ropes. Good-looking shot by Stahman of Versailles to lift the Tigers to their biggest lead, 33-19. Minster enters the ball to the post to Jared Schulze. A little turnaround baby hook, dancing off the rim, no good. Rebounded down by the Tigers, who try to build on the 14-point cushion. Top of the circle, A.J. Arnes. Guarded there by Ferentz. A.J. Arnes beats him, drives down the left side of the lane. Up and good. Woo, what a quick first step by A.J. Arnes.
This is absolutely not the start that Minster needed here in the second half.
On that play, A.J. Arnes blitzed right past Ferentz. Hillsman on the arc for Minster, which is down 16 now, 35-19. Deep in the right corner, Kettner. Kettner dumps it into Jared Schulze. He goes to work on Heaston. On the arc to Hillsman. Schulze might have gotten away with a walk. Now Schmiesing, nice through the lane, flips it behind him to Hillsman, no shot though. On the arc, it's Ferricks. Here's Hillsman, foul line, doesn't shoot. To Ferricks, 20 feet away. Superior defense here tonight by the Versailles Tigers, who have held Minster to 19 points in 20 minutes. Here's Kettner in the right corner, lobs it for Schulze, broken up by McIldowney. Kettner gets a piece of it, out of bounds to the Tigers.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're right. The defense has been suffocating.
Versailles has blanketed Minster every step the Wildcats have taken. Arnes has the ball 25 feet away. Justin Arnes gets a screen from Heaston, who rolls to the basket. Now Justin Arnes rolls down the left side, all the way to the basket, shovels it in with the left hand. Timeout, Minster. It's a blitzkrieg right now. Versailles putting it on Minster, 37-19, 5:54 left in the third. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Both head coaches on their feet across the way after the Minster timeout. Travis Swank, head man for Versailles. Michael McClurg, head man for Minster, shouting out instructions. We begin action after the timeout, and there's a wild scrum for a loose ball near the Wildcats logo at midcourt. That arrow favors Minster. Wildcats keep it down by 18. We played 2.5 here in the third. Here's a line drive triple by Isaac Schmiesing, way short. And the cleanup is made on the inside by Ferricks. His fourth field goal for Minster. He got the garbage. He was very alert. He picked off that shot by Schmiesing, which didn't catch the rim, went through the bottom of the net, and Ferricks got the deuce. Top of the circle, McIldowney for Versailles. hits Heaston. Left corner, Justin Arns. He rifles in a three ball. Line drive triple by Arns, 40-21 in favor of Versailles. Kettner, top of the circle to Frericks for Minster. Near side pass goes to Schmiesing, and head coach McClurg of Minster wants a timeout again. 5 minutes left, third quarter, 19-point lead, Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Minster Wildcats need to run together a string of points. Trailing by 19, we are nearing the halfway mark of the third quarter, 40-21 in favor of Versailles. Here is Minster entering low on the left to Schultze. Little six-footer, hit the rim short, no good. Rebound swatted, loose, picked up by Kettner. Kettner in the paint, 10-footer, it's altered. Kettner gets it back, goes up strong, foul. Might be against McElDowney. Should be a two-shot situation for Minster. Nope, ruled on the floor. Wildcats baseline left. Hillsman will throw in. Hillsman, deep left corner, gives it up to Kettner. Hillsman in the post. On the arc to Schmiesing. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up. 15-footer, got it.
That's only four for Schmiesing.
Schmiesing averages about 14.5. He's 10 under his average right now. He's got a ways to go. 4:16 to go here in the third. 40-23. Versailles leads Minster. Justin Arns has the ball 30 feet away. Near side, McElDowney. On top, Stommen. Stommen foul line. Now to Arns. Here's a step back 30-footer. He's belted to the floor as he lets it fly. Didn't make it, obviously, but he'll shoot three. Arns, an 82% foul shooter. He's at the free throw line with Versailles ahead with 17 points. And 4:01 to go here in the third stanza. And the shot circles the rim and comes out. Second one by Arns. Couple of dribbles. It's in the air. Good. 41-23 in favor of Versailles. Lemkuhl back on the floor for Minster. Hillsman comes out. I thought Lemkuhl gave the Wildcats some spark in that second period. Second free throw by Justin Arns, much too hard. 1 of 3 for Arns on that trip. Rebound down to Minster. Kettner top of the key. Looks right side for Lemkuhl. McElDowney guards tightly. Top of the circle, Frericks. Skips it left corner. We've got a hold down below the rim against Heaston of Versailles. Common foul on the Tigers, who have picked up two. Minster's been assessed one here in the third quarter. Minster needs to make hay, Chuck, the last 3:47 of third quarter. They're not going to come from 18 back in 1 8-minute period against the Tigers.
No, they need to make a run here, get it down a little bit.
Here's Schultze catching a pass in the lane for Minster. A little baby hook, high archer, good. Nice one, but Jared Schultze, 9-footer. He made it look easy. All net, didn't touch the rim.
Well, Minster's come out now. They've changed it up. They're playing a 1-3-1 zone to get out of the man.
Here's Carter May deep in the right corner for the Tigers. Cross court to Justin Arns. Near side to McElDowney. Deep right corner, May. May launches, overshoots. Weak side rebound, Justin Arns. He uses the rim as a shield and makes a nifty reverse layup with the right hand. Easy does it. 43-25 Versailles. Here's Minster, top of the circle. Jack Heitbrick left open. It is good. In, out, and back in again. The left-hander, Heitbrick, very capable. He pops in a triple. And it's 43-28, Minster within 15. Outside the arc on the left, it is Noah Richard for Versailles. Top of the circle, Carter May. Left wing, Justin Arns. Arns to A.J. Arns. Big lineup on the floor now for Versailles. Here's a good drive by A.J. Arns. He splits a couple defenders from Minster and then makes a blind pass to Carter May, who's not aware of the basketball, and it slides off his hip out of bounds. Minster an opportunity now to get it down to 13 or 12. It's been as many as 19. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Lemkul to Schmiesen. Left side of the floor, Heitbrink on top. Lemkul picked up by Arns. Lemkul drives, bounces to Heitbrink. Straight away, Adam Kanapke. Wildcats have their three-point shooters on the floor right now. Four of them, along with Jared Schulte at the post. Schmiesing high left, foul line, spin move. Off-balance shot in the paint. It hit the heel, no good. Rebounded by A.J. Arns of Versailles. Good look, but Schmiesing just couldn't make it happen. Oh, you can't stop that. Justin Arns in full stride down the floor. Stops on a dime and hits a line drive three straight away. So many times you look at Justin Arns' score and you say, easy does it. There it is again. He is so smooth, somewhat effortless. Here's a drive, baseline left. It is Heitbrink for Minster being challenged. The shot ruled not to be deflected, and it goes out of bounds off Minster. 46-28, 18-point lead for Versailles. Minster worked really hard, Chuck, to get it down to 13, and then in a matter of seconds, it's right back to 18 again. Here's Jones, top of the circle to Arns. Fadeaway three, right wing. It lipped the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound, May in the left corner to A.J. Arns. Good look down inside to Richard. Blocked by Schulze, but a foul. 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. Minster simply no answer for Versailles' offense, which, Chuck, has been extremely unselfish here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Arns is going to get his shots, and you want him to get his shots.
Free throw by Noah Richard. A lot of rim, backboard, and down through. 47-28 in favor of the Versailles Tigers.
But I'll tell you what, Justin Arns is also an outstanding passer.
Oh, isn't he, though? He's every bit as good a passer as Justin. Next free throw by Noah Richard, off to the right. Rebound hits the floor. Gobbled up by Frericks of Minster. Backcourt to Kanapke. Kanapke up over the timeline. 47-28, Versailles has restored the 19-point lead. Here's a three ball, right wing, Heitbrink. Swish for Minster. Two triples in the quarter for Heitbrink. 16-point game, 47-31. 45 seconds left in the third. Noah Richard, right corner, Justin Arns. Puts it on the deck against Hillsman. He's doubled. Turns anyway, shoots. Off to the right, no good. Scrap for the rebound off Minster. Versailles will throw in. Versailles Tigers, since the loss to Fort Loramie, playing excellent basketball. 65-50 over Sydney, 64-42 over Lima Central Catholic, and 73-46 over Fort Recovery. Here's a drive to the basket by Versailles, and it's swatted away out of bounds. Good defense by Minster at the rim. Jared Schulze got it done. Ball inbounded left corner. Tigers, look at that drive. A.J. Arns knifed through the lane and glanced one in off the board. If Justin Arns isn't scoring, A.J. Arns is. Here's Hillsman pulling up. Tries to bank it off the window. 16 feet away, no. Rebound right corner, Frericks of Minster. 49-31. Versailles, 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Kettner on top, probes the middle, ducks under, fades away, missed it. Rebound Jones, midcourt Justin Arns, can't get the shot away as the third quarter closes. 49-31 as Versailles outscored Minster by seven more in the third on scores broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. In a loud and rowdy Minster High School gym. And that is because, in part, Chuck, we're situated on the Versailles side, and they've had a lot more to cheer about through three quarters.
Well, and both student sections are on our side, too. We got Minster off to our right, and we got Versailles to the left.
Nearly a full house at Minster this evening. It's been mostly all Tigers, who are up 18, 49-31. We start the fourth. McElnatty hits a post player on the inside. It's A.J. Arns. Reverse layup is good. Versailles Tigers continue to share the ball beautifully, and they have their biggest margin, 20. Top of the circle, Frerichs. Left side, Hillsman. Into the post, Schultz. He spins, banks it up short, got it back. And no, it's in and out. And a follow, good by Schultz. I was about ready to say his second shot was in when it circled the iron one more time and spun off. But Schulte was darned and determined. His third try was good. Here's Minster deep in the left corner. McElnatty with the ball right in front of the Tigers bench. And there's a timeout by Versailles, which leads by 18 points, 45 seconds into the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Versailles Tigers 13-1, ranked 8th in the state in boys division 3. Minster Wildcats 9-3, ranked 9th in the state in boys division 4. Keep in mind, Minster owns an early season victory over Wapakoneta. Minster also played Fort Loramie right to the wire, lost in OT. Each team's got a date with Marion Local left on the schedule. Marion Local unbeaten in the MAC along with these two schools. Minster plays Marion Local February 2nd. Versailles plays Marion Local February 12th. Another outstanding play, fine teamwork by the Versailles Tigers, who share the ball to perfection once again. And the layup finished by whom, Chuck?
By A.J. Arns threw a great pass to McElnatty.
Keaton McElnatty got the two-pointer. Minster with a quick shot at the other end. No good. Rebound Arns of Versailles. Look at him go. Cutting through the lane. Missed the shot. Foul on the rebound, I think, against Versailles. Yep.
Yeah. That was a correct call.
20-point game. 53-33, Versailles in the lead, but 20 over Minster. 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Schmiesing driving into the lane. Baseline left to Frerichs. Line drive, 17-footer. Hits it. Excellent game tonight for Cody Frerichs of Minster. The 6'6 junior has, what, double
ten.
Digits?
He's got 10.
Ball thrown to A.J. Orange in the post for Minster. Goes out back to Justin, who wasn't looking for it. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. 18-point lead, Versailles. Justin Arns lobs near side to McElnatty. Picked up by Schmiesing. Goes high right to Justin Arns. Frerichs on him. Justin motions for some clear out room. Doesn't go to work and drive. Instead gives it up to McElnatty at midcourt. Versailles working precious seconds off the clock. Arns 25 feet away. It's knocked away from him. He got it back.
What a pass.
Goes to Houston, who gets the gimme.
My goodness.
Justin Arns attracted three players. Somebody had to be available. He found him. Houston nailed the field goal, 55-35. Minster down 20. 5:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Deep in the right corner, Schmiesing into Schulze. Squares up on Houston, turns with a left hand, and scores. Schulze, a six-footer. 55-37. Versailles leads. 5:07 left here in the fourth quarter. McElnowney midcourt. Tries to squeeze between a couple players. Throws to Stommen to A.J. Arns. Drive. Reverse layup. Got it. Scattered floor. Minster double-teamed at the timeline. And the Wildcats, or I should say the Tigers, made the Wildcats pay. 20-point lead restored. Here's Schulze working down inside. Off balance against A.J. Arns. Missed it. No good. Schulze over the top.
Well, the Versailles fans behind us wanted to travel the last three times down on Schulze. They were correct. He has traveled three straight times.
He's got a tendency to shuffle both
moves
feet.
Moves them both, absolutely.
Before putting the ball on the floor, he got away with it again. Missed the very short shot. And then in his anxiety to get the rebound back, he clearly went over the shoulder. And then at the offensive end to our right, Versailles guilty of an offensive foul.
Well, that's where Justin has to understand that you can't go deeper. If you're going to take it, you're either going to the basket for a shot or you got to pull up at the foul line because you're going to have people standing in the lane waiting for you.
Four and a half to go, fourth quarter. Minster trails Versailles by 20 still. Schmiesing, right corner. Throws the ball, picked off by McElnowney. One on two, a late feed to Justin Arns. He rimmed it, no good. Arns had a very short reverse layup. A little too much English. Schmiesing down the floor for Minster. That would have taken the lead to 22. It's at its max right now, 20. Jared Schulze, baseline right, back to the basket. Goes right corner, Kettner. Bounce pass to Hilsman. On top, Schmiesing. Spin move, ball knocked away. Schulze picked it up and banked it in. Six-footer by Schulze. Ian Ferrix doing a nice job on the inside. Minster's outside shooting has gone astray tonight. Here's Versailles attacking. A.J. Arns right down the lane. Lost it. Got it back. Threw it off a Minster player. Out of bounds to Versailles. Good heads-up play by A.J. Arns. 3:40 to go in the game. 57-39 Versailles. Versailles Division 3, Minster Division 4. Both in the MAC. Each team unbeaten. Baseline left, Justin Arns. He got the inbounds pass and missed a little turnaround five-footer. It danced off the iron. Rebound Minster. Kettner pulls up a long one. Short, no good. Arns skies for the board. Here comes Justin on the romp down the floor. Fakes right, goes left. Pulls up, stops, banks. It is in and out. No good.
Shooting some hard luck right now.
Yep. Hit the backboard, hit the rim twice and came out. Hillsman to Frerix. Frerix 20 feet away to Heitbrick. Heitbrick goes right side to Kettner. 18-point lead for Sales. Here's a lob inside to Frerichs. Too far. Tigers get the steal. Here comes Stommen on the go. All the way to the rim. Heaves it up in the air. Missed it. No good. Rebound Frerichs to Kettner. Here comes Kettner for Minster. Angles to the lane. Lobs inside for Schulze. Intercepted by A.J. Arns. Timeout. Tigers, as in the last 2 minutes, Chuck, it's begun to look like a scrimmage.
Yeah, up and down the floor without any offense happening.
No. 2:46 to go in the game. 18-point lead. Tigers on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Don't forget, at the Troy location, children eat free on Mondays in February from 5 to 8. Children eat free, Frisch's in Troy, on Mondays in the month of February, 5 to 8 p.m.
A lot of people say, I act like a kid. I ought to go in there and try to get some free food.
That same for me. Here's a drive at Jones down the lane by Versailles. Backboard rim, no good. Loose ball rebound. A.J. Arnes back to Jones. Underneath, reverse layup blocked. Taken away by Minster. Down the floor, Hillsman. Seems like we've been stuck at 57-39.
It's been a while. I'll tell you what, you can't fault the effort. Minster's still playing really hard. They're just not accomplishing anything on the offensive end.
Here is Adam Kanapke, 25 feet away. Starts a drive on Stammen. He's choked off. Back to Hillsman. Deep left corner, Kanapke. Lobs inside to Schulze. He's double teamed, triple teamed, scores anyway. Jared Schulze, a man among boys, that trip down. Versailles made sure it didn't foul. 57-41, 16-point lead for Versailles. All the way down to a minute 42 to go in the game. Right corner, McElDowney on top, Stammen. Justin Arnes on the bench for the waning couple minutes. A.J. Arnes deep in the right corner. Goes baseline right to Noah Richard, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Minster. Justin Arnes back in. Carter May also for Versailles with a minute 31 to go in the fourth. 57-41 in favor of Versailles. And again, Chuck, so impressed with Versailles' defense. Minster Wildcats have been held to 10 points a quarter. Only 41 points total for Minster. A minute 30 to go in the game. And it's not like one team or both teams has held the ball a little bit.
Nobody's holding the ball.
Uh-uh.
It's up and down the floor from the opening tip.
And Minster simply cannot score. The Versailles Tigers have thrown a big web around the basket. And Minster has not shot from the perimeter well at all in this game. Frericks and Schulze have done some damage on the inside, but those points have been when Versailles has had a huge double-digit advantage.
Well, and Justin Arnes really has not had a good shooting night at all. I mean, he's got 24 points, could have 40.
So impressive is Versailles' supporting cast, and here's a great pass along the baseline. A.J. Arnes through a pocket pass below the rim, received on the other side of the lane by Michael Stammen, who dropped in a short six-footer. Here's a long three by Kettner of Minster. Air ball, much too hard. Rebound down to Versailles, which is up 59-41 with 39.8 to go in the game. And Versailles gets a timeout to sub in five new performers. What an exhibition by the Tigers here tonight. And Chuck, this stretch of now four games for Versailles has been fantastic. Beat Division I Sydney by 15, Lima Central Catholic by 22, down Fort Recovery by 27, and tonight up 18 over Minster. It's been as many as 20.
Yeah, well, they've dominated it. This is not from the end of the first quarter. It was 18-9. Minster's truly not been in the game since that point.
And this Versailles team is clearly peaking at just the right time as we go down the stretch of the month of January and head into February when the sectional tournaments start. Versailles Tigers bring the ball up over the timeline, 25 feet away, with a half minute remaining here in the fourth quarter, and the spread at 18 points. On the dribble between the rings is Dakota Natsker, who's got it. Natsker, a 6-foot sophomore. Hands off on the play to Ryan Martin, a 6'3 soft. Down to 11 seconds to go. Here's a good drive to the basket. And the runner is up and in by Andrew Demange. Demange, a 5'8 junior, made a nifty drive. Everybody that head coach Travis Swank puts on the floor does something positive tonight. And Minster comes over the timeline and decides to not shoot it. It's all over. The buzzer sounds. and Minster wins in a breather. Pretty much a cakewalk after the first quarter tonight. Versailles 61, Minster 41. Earlier in the year, we saw Anna defeat Minster handily at Anna on that night, a non-league night on a Saturday. Minster didn't have quite the energy. Tonight, Minster full of energy. Versailles' defense was suffocating. You just can't say it any better than just one word, suffocating. Great D by the Versailles Tigers here this evening. And they down at Minster by 20, 61-41. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And thank you again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And also a big salute to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. A qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Jolene Renderly is the manager of the Jewelry Barn. Tell her you heard all about her shop right here on scorersbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Come in and check us out at the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, phone 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on the web, jewelrybarnusa.com, or at Facebook as well. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Chuck all Versailles. Fourth game we've seen the Tigers. This the best that Versailles has performed.
I think so, too. I mean, I thought they played well against Anna. They played well against Fort Loramie. Those were two really good games.
Played better against Sydney.
Maybe they played the best game against Sydney, because I'll tell you what, Sydney was never in that basketball game.
Right.
But they were terrific tonight. They were, because this is a good basketball team that they handled easily tonight.
Again, we're so impressed with not only Versailles' defense, the well-rounded play offensively. It's just not the Justin Arnes show. This is a balanced team. Anybody can score at any time. They share it so nicely. The teamwork is superb. Let's check out the scoring, Chuck. The leaders for each team, only one young man above 10 points for Minster.
Although they had two. They had Schulze with 14, and then they had Frericks with 10.
Only one above 10.
Above 10, okay.
Yeah, two in doubles.
And then eight, Heitbrink had eight, and they scored 9, 10, 12, and 10, 41 points for the game. On the other side, Versailles led by Arnes with 24. He had 22 of those in the first and third quarter. Even quarters tonight, he didn't score very much. They dropped down to A.J. Arnes with 12, and then Carter May, who I thought was terrific tonight. He had 8. If we talk about the Clancy's player of the game, on the Minster side, I'm going with Cody Frericks.
Yep.
And on the Versailles side, I'm going to go with Carter May. Obviously, Justin Arnes could get it every time we watch him play.
Yep.
But he was a little under his average tonight, so we're going to go with Carter May for the Tigers.
And very quick hands all night long by the Versailles guards. Case in point, Chuck. Isaac Schmiesing, 15 a game for Minster, scored 4. Mike Kettner, 11 a game on the year for Minster. He was blanked.
Didn't score.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. They played it was a good team effort tonight by the Tigers.
Carter May for Versailles and Cody Frericks for Minster. Our Clancy stars of the game, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And a lot of gratitude tonight here on ScorersBroadcast.com being handed out to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And don't forget Goffney Furniture in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced just right. Goffney Furniture for your dining room and living room, for your adult and youth bedroom, for home office and entertainment spaces. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of coupons there at GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, that's Route 47 west of I-75, Goffney Furniture. Yep, so many thanks to our outstanding listeners who joined us tonight for Versailles at Minster last night. It was Minster at Versailles Girls, and the Tigers have won both ends last evening, 46-39 over the Minster Girls. Tonight, 61-41 over the Minster Boys. We'll get to see Versailles again tomorrow night as the rough road weekend continues. Did I say we'll get to see Minster again? I should have said
Versailles. You said
Did
Versailles.
Did I say Versailles?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's been tough place to play. I mean, Rushi is one of the gyms that it's really difficult to go into.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a pretty good game because there's not a lot of love between the two towns, that's
no.
for sure.
In fact, it's what, probably not many more than several hundred yards?
Yeah, it's about 100 feet between the schools. It's kind of like Minster and Fort Loramie.
And yet they're in separate counties, yeah. Just like Minster and Fort Loramie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are in separate counties, yep. But just a stone's throw away from each other. All the players know each other. They're friends. It is healthy competition. Oh, yeah, it's tenacious. It can be fierce at times, but it is extremely healthy and high quality always.
Absolutely, and they see each other all summer, so that's not a game you want to lose.
So we've got Fort Loramie, Miami East girls tomorrow. Should be a fine game. Miami East probably, based on records, a favorite in that game. Some impressive victories for the Miami East girls this year, having lost, I think, only three times all season long. Miami East at Fort Loramie. And I was talking with Fort Loramie girls head coach Carla Siegel the other day, and Chuck, she said that she thought with a win over Miami East, her Lady Redskins might get a number one seed. If they don't win that game, that's one more setback, and there'll be somebody at the draw with clearly a better record, like maybe Mechanicsburg, that might eke out a number one seed for whatever that's worth.
Well, I don't think one or two. The only thing one does is it gives you the opportunity to pick who you want to play
right.
down the road.
Yes.
So that's important to get.
Yeah.
But, this is maybe not a state-quality Loramie team this year, but it could be coming up in the next few years.
No question. And who knows? Head coach Carla Siegel and the Fort Loramie girls might have a tournament upset in their hip pocket. Who knows?
Nobody wants to play them. No. I promise you nobody's sitting there going, gosh, I hope we get Fort Loramie.
So Miami East at Fort Loramie girls tomorrow, 2:30 tip, webcast time at 2:10. That's when we are online. Then tomorrow night, hostile environment for the Versailles Tigers who play at Rushi. Versailles will be the favorite, but it's one of those rivalries, Chuck. You just simply throw past scores and records of the teams this year right out the window and start from scratch.
Well, I know that Spencer Cordonier and staff are going to have some plans. I know who did they have tonight? They had a league game, but I know it probably wasn't.
Ask me too quick. I think Rushi may have had the bye tonight.
You think they were off tonight?
Maybe.
So, either way, they were prepping for Versailles this week. Now, if they had a league game tonight, they spent probably, it's probably 50-50. Most times you don't even talk about your Saturday opponent until Saturday morning when you do a walkthrough. But if they had a game, if they had a game tonight, they prepped for Versailles probably about half the time this week.
You asked me too quickly. I didn't have that schedule ready. Nonetheless,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask you a question you didn't have the answer to.
You put me on the spot, buddy. But yeah, two games tomorrow for you as we complete a very enjoyable five-game week. Miami East, Fort Loramie girls tip off at 2:30. Webcast time 2:10 tomorrow night. 7:30 tip. 7:10 online as we've got the Versailles Tigers again on the road at Rushi. Should be a lot of fun.
I'll be there.
And then we're looking at Rushi back on the road next Tuesday at Anna.
Yeah, that's going to be a grudge for Anna. That's a game that they don't feel like they should have lost.
And those two clubs will enter the fray on Tuesday night with just one setback each.
Right. There's three teams tied, basically, yeah, for first place in the Shelby County League, and it's those two plus Fort Loramie.
So Rushi and Anna, one loss each in the league, will collide on Tuesday from Anna. That's a 7:30 tip. 7:10 webcast time. Really enjoyed it tonight. LaCal Equipment highlighted a couple of student spotlight athletes during our halftime break, cheerleaders from each school. Erin Keller of Minster, four-point student, daughter of Ron and Leanne Keller, and she'll study political science or biology at Ohio State, UC, or maybe even Columbia in New York.
Wow.
And for Versailles, we recognize cheerleader Ava Moran, a junior, 3.95 GPA, daughter of Angie and Erin Moran. She'll go to Ohio State or UC and likely study nursing. So a big congrats to Erin Keller, senior cheerleader at Minster, daughter of Ron and Leanne, and Ava Moran, junior cheerleader at Versailles, daughter of Angie and Erin. Always enjoy the atmosphere at Minster. We've got a great perch right at courtside. We were opposite the scorer's table and benches looking right at them this evening. We loved it. Hospitality here, great. The red carpet gets rolled out for scoresbroadcast.com each and every time we show up here at Minster.
Oh, yeah. You love coming here. It's a good venue. It's always good athletes, and they're very good to us.
And if we don't catch the Minster Wildcats after this weekend in the regular season again, we'll likely see them in the tournament, perhaps up at Wapakoneta in a sectional final or district semifinal.
I love going up there and doing that one.
And tomorrow night we've got the Versailles Tigers for the fourth, fifth time this year tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're the home of the Tigers. I want Scott Ward standing next to me. We're not the home of the Tigers,
no.
But we've seen them a lot because they've been playing quality teams that we cover.
Yep.
So it's been fun to watch.
Ron Mooney is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 from Fort Loramie, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Minster, where the Versailles Tigers defeated the Minster Wildcats 61-41.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.